On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.
What's up, everybody? This is Fred Smoot.
This is Landon Collins.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kerrigan. This is the Redskins Talk Podcast with JP Finley.
What up, everybody? JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. Pete Haley and Mitch Tischer are here. Gentlemen, how you doing?
What up?
Excellent as always.
I want to thank the good folks at Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them. We want you to ride with them all the time. If you have four cars, get all four of them from Oarsman. They're good people. They'll take good care of you. All right. I hope everybody enjoyed that podcast with Andy Ross. I thought that was really informative, and I just feel like that'll give people a better idea of kind of the process. You know,
agents are kind of a mysterious figure for fans, and I think that uncovered quite a bit about what agents do.
Yeah. All right, this is the big week. I would like a Latin-sounding air horn.
Oh, boy, Pete. Pressure's on.
Is HR listening? I don't know how to do a Latin air horn.
Well, give me an air horn.
Meow, 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 meow.
We're going to Miami. It's official. Tuesday at noon, be on the My Teams app. We got a packed week of content for you guys. It's going to be a blast. The stream will be, tell me if I'm wrong on any of this, Mitch.
I will.
The stream will be live on the app noon to 1.
Correct.
And then that will be on television later in the day?
It'll be on television, I believe, at 5 o'clock. The first airing will be 5 o'clock each night.
Are they cutting it down to a half hour?
That I'm not sure about.
Well,
that's a good question.
And Larry on at 5:30? Isn't Nation on at 5:30?
Yeah. So they must be, no, we're running, no, the show's going to be an hour, so maybe the first airing's at 4.
All right, my guy.
Off to a hot start.
My guy's on top of it.
That's the guy's going to tell you things are wrong.
I know. Yeah, thanks, dude.
You're going to get the full hour. I'll tell you that.
All right, and then there's also, we're going to make podcasts on Wednesday and on Friday out of all the stuff coming out of Miami.
If something is breaking or especially great from that day, we'll come out with a pod that night.
So I wanted to ask a couple things. So we finally have salvaged the Case Keenum audio. Everybody by now has seen the story that kind of was newsy from my interview with Case Keenum from last week. But we have the audio. It's 2020, and it required like rebooting the system or something.
It's incredible how many people were yearning for it too. I mean, we were getting tons of messages.
Some of that's on us because we talked about it and then it wasn't there, and we know that our audience holds our feet to the fire, if you will, Pete.
Yeah. I'm familiar with that sensation.
And they're right. We're trying to get the audio for you. It had to be rebuilt. So
yes.
We got it. Here you go. You get to listen to Case. But I did want to talk about the last few Super Bowls. Minnesota was the Alex Smith trade, which I ended up working 25 straight hours. Do you remember when we recorded the emergency pod that night and I was standing outside in the snow?
That was incredible.
And on the phone with you guys?
That was the first real big.
We had Tandler on the phone at 2 a.m. or whatever.
Right. He, I think, had just woken up and was like, oh, good morning, everybody.
And then last year, not nearly the same scale, but I remember they hired Rob Ryan, and Rob Ryan happened to be in, where were we, Atlanta.
Yeah.
And we got him to sit down.
One of the best interviews ever. He explained how he was working on boats and
shucking
barnacles
boats,
and
boats.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And
with a bunch of men, guys.
Yeah. Him and Mitch hit it off.
Yep,
and he liked Mitch's terrible shirt.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people like that shirt.
This is the month of Mitch's wardrobe.
It really is.
We've been talking about it a lot.
We have. And I was telling Pete, I got a pretty good shirt coming for Miami.
Be ready. Let's go.
Be ready.
I heard you did some shopping too.
I did, but I think mine, you always give me a hard time that I basically just wear blue all the time.
Yeah.
I didn't really step too far out of my comfort zone.
Oh, but I'm outside it. I'm all the way outside
Mitch
it.
Mitch doesn't even know where the comfort zone is.
When are you
shirt.
Wearing this?
That's the key.
We got four live streams.
Yes. Tuesday
to
Friday.
I think there's two new shirts and then two that I don't know whether I've worn them on streams or not yet, but there's two other shirts that have been in the closet.
Two newies.
What color do you think Mitch is going with?
I've heard of one, so I don't want to ruin anything, but it's going to be sweet. Going to be really sweet.
Did you see the jacket I posted on my Instagram?
Yeah.
That was kind of a joke. I got so many comments about, like, dude, you have to get that.
Yeah. My mom brought it up last night at dinner.
Really?
She's like, did JP get the jacket? I'm like, mom, that's a joke. She's like, how am I supposed to know?
Deb.
She's annoying on Instagram, I'll be honest.
Does she listen to the pod? You just called
her
mom annoying.
She called it an iPod last time I brought it up with her. How was the iPod? I don't know.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
All right, so let's make some Miami predictions.
Okay.
If you all remember from last year, Mitch completely lost his voice by like Thursday.
No, it was Friday.
It was the last day.
I made it to the last day.
And luckily, Joe Gibbs sat down and talked and did all the interviews, so you just got to stand up and give it to him.
Will Mitch's voice last?
Both ears were pretty banged up.
Yeah, but mine is, I start banged up.
Like,
yeah.
I sound like I
eat gravel for breakfast.
Yeah. I did radio on Thursday night there, and the
big
guy,
big time.
And at the end of the interview, the guy was like, sounds like you're having some fun down there. I was like, yeah. And I didn't really think about what he meant. And then by the next morning, when I woke up and I was talking like this, I realized he heard it going. I didn't notice it yet.
Yeah. You sounded like
I think it was the first time in my life I've ever lost my voice.
I predict it to happen again this year because it's Miami.
I kind of do too.
Yeah.
Who will be better dressed for the week, me or Mitch?
Ooh. Oh, I should grade you guys. We should do a grade. Like a post on Instagram, have fans grade it.
I'm into that.
Okay.
You should each day do a side-by-side.
I think Mitch is going to win because he's going to have some really loud stuff. You might technically be the best dressed. You might look really good, but the stuff you bought is more muted. It's like
it's loud for me.
Yeah, it's loud for you, but it doesn't really register. For
but if
me,
it's loud, patterns. If it's loud for me, then it's going to be loud.
Right.
I mean.
And it's a bigger shirt. It just stands out more.
Like, are you going neon?
It's going to be a surprise.
Oh boy!
Yeah, so I think Mitch is going to win the
popular vote. You threw down the gauntlet. I'm here for it.
You threw down the gauntlet.
I wanted some clarity.
I think Mitch was playing the long con and kept asking me about Miami Cabana wear and Miami look all this time, just so he could wear whatever wacky stuff he's prepared for.
Yeah, I could see that happening. He's kind of a twisted guy like that sometimes.
He is. A lot of people in this building playing long cons.
There are a lot of long cons.
Right. One long con in the newsroom. My jaw kind of dropped. Dude, I was like, whoa.
Sinister.
Right. I have the TV schedule here for the streams during the week.
Okay.
It only took you 7 minutes.
There's a lot of emails in here that have Super Bowl in the title. Tuesday, we'll be on at 6 o'clock. Wednesday, we will be on at 7:30.
Oh,
Thursday, we'll be on at...
Are these on the main? The mainy?
11 o'clock.
Nothing delivers like giving people 8 different time slots.
Right.
Friday, 11:30.
Also, PM? And they just keep getting later and later and later.
PM.
When we're fighting the Caps and Wiz games on our air those days. So.
Actually, I don't mind if we're on after a Caps or Wiz game.
Might get some
lead
in.
That's kind of good.
Yeah. Some.
Right?
Yeah, we'll get some
leftovers.
What's it called? Can we just tell people to set their DVR?
Yeah, it's called Redskins Talk.
Miami? Miami Vice?
Redskins Talk from Miami.
DVR it.
DVR Redskins Talk from Miami. And
you can program your DVR for
we
sure.
We need all the ratings we can get on these.
Yeah.
All right. I think of all the numbers that matter.
What matters most?
Who's
lessons?
Watching Friday night at 11:30 might be the least. I don't know.
Stream matters quite a bit.
We want everyone to watch on the stream.
Stream matters.
We want you to tune in on TV. We want you to tune in everywhere.
And we
you
want
can.
The pictures of you watching.
Right. That's the most important part of the whole thing. Is we
well, that's
need...
just for us. That's just self gratification.
Yeah. But it's also cool to show everybody.
Oh, that guy's on a motorcycle and he's watching our show.
Who's
that's
our guy
cool.
last year that had like 8 screens up and was streaming it 8
had
different
to be
ways?
Jackson.
It was Jackson.
Jackson.
I we mean... had a dude in like a chemical lab and behind it said like, "Don't expose your skin." And
more.
Chef Jack was. Cooking and watching.
Right. The more dangerous place you're watching,
The
more point. Maybe we should use the 25 alarm scale. Maybe we bring it back to
like
rate,
that.
To properly rate the
I think
pictures.
Chef Jack was dicing onions while he was watching.
Well, that shouldn't happen.
That shouldn't happen.
They're a vile weed.
Onions are great. They're
I
disgusting.
Love onions.
Oh, I
can't get enough. Sometimes when I'm like, I've been making onions more in my food, I'll just gnaw off a little bite of raw onion.
Green pepper and onion is the best pizza topping.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Oh, you guys are disgusting.
Mitch, found it, buddy. With some ranch,
all right.
too.
One topic I want to hit on real quick before we go to Case Keenum. Before we do that, though, make sure you're checking out the Big 20. It is an awesome collaborative effort across our newsroom and our content department where everybody sat down and tried to hammer out the 20 biggest stories that have happened in D.C. sports in the last 20 years. It's not just D.C. Baltimore stuff's on there. UVA basketball's on there. So it's a big, wide geographic net. It's really, really cool. It's really, really fun. It's presented by McLean Mortgage. Check that out. I was proud to be a part of it.
Yeah.
We had a big argument about, I was in the car a lot this weekend and a big argument about.
You were in the car lot?
I was in the car a lot this weekend.
Okay.
And we were discussing kind of what the order of the top 20 should be. And, we said, were there any major stories that you saw that you thought that maybe should have been on the list that weren't? The one that we came up with was UMBC upsetting UVA.
That was a pretty juicy
one.
That's a good one, dude.
I don't know if that is
I don't think
bigger.
That's on there. I don't want to give it away.
I don't think it is. But is that bigger than the UVA National Championship or either the Terps National Championships? And I think that's where the problem comes in.
I'm not going to pick faults at ones I didn't think were big enough, but it belongs on that list.
Because
there's some stuff on that list that I think that's bigger than.
Yeah.
It has never happened before.
Right.
First time
and
in history.
Two teams in the area. That was just one thing that popped up. But the list
That's a great call.
We talked about this for probably a good hour or so, and there was nothing else that really came up as something that we
This
that,
is you and Dan?
This is me and my buddy Dan, yep.
Driving to South Carolina to
Driving
see Wofford
to South
game.
Carolina to see Wofford.
All right. We do should and will all the time on this podcast. There's been a lot of stadium news lately. The Post reported that Dan Snyder went to the state of Maryland and said, "Hey, I'll build the stadium. Give me a gambling license." Makes all the sense in the world because all the facilities in D.C. are about to get them. Leontes already has a deal with William Hill to run a sports book at Capital One Arena.
Mm-hmm.
I think Nats Park and Audi Field are going to get licenses. And I think there's going to be an app that's going to work in D.C., which I'm quite excited about.
It's so great.
You know,
I'm excited for Pete.
Right, because you're like texting West Virginia.
Yeah.
You got an elaborate.
Yeah.
You have quite a scheme going on
whose
right now.
Whose scheme is, well, lawyers, if you're listening, tune out real quick.
For like 20 seconds.
Whose scheme is less legal? Me just using offshore or Pete texting West Virginia?
I think mine's legal.
Where does mine rank in that?
You got a lot going on.
Yours involves like the dark web and stuff.
There's no dark web.
Mitch gets paid in Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Only one of us tried to be paid out in Bitcoin.
Only one of us got a check to like... New Guinea or wherever.
Singapore.
Yeah.
So, I'm half Singaporean.
So don't make fun of Bitcoin when you're getting checks from
Regardless,
Singapore.
Regardless, when that app happens, it'll be good for all three of us.
Dude, my house to the D.C. line is less than a mile.
Dude, you can text me.
You're going to walk banks, put in some bets,
yeah.
and then come home.
No, dude.
Man, JP's really in shape these days.
If anybody at Millie's on Mass Ave is listening, let's work out a deal. I'll come in there, hang out, get a beer.
Perfect.
Use my phone.
Yeah.
Head home.
Stare at your phone for a little and then
yeah,
leave.
Yeah, it's easy. All right, but seriously... So Snyder goes to the state of Maryland, says, "I want a gambling license. I'll build the stadium." That means FedEx Field. Where are we at on them staying at a rebuilt FedEx Field that they want to put in all the bells and whistles like New England has, like these new stadiums have where they're shopping and they try to make it a destination, not just on game days. To me, if you can get that to National Harbor, not just the casino, but all that development in National Harbor, then it really all makes sense.
But would they have their own thing inside the stadium or use MGM, the already existing casino, for that stuff?
Well, when they were talking about that site, it was like catty corner from the casino.
Okay.
Like, and the beltway's in the middle, so you're not walking back and forth. So yeah.
They'll build a tunnel underneath or something.
Yeah, but they're going to have their own thing at the stadium. Mm-hmm. You're going to be able to bet at that stadium for sure. And I think, I mean,
could that be an issue?
Well, what's crazy is I saw this tweet, and I wish I remember who tweeted it. I swear it was only like 5 years ago. Remember there was a big stink that the NFL wouldn't let Tony Romo go to Vegas for a fantasy football
convention? Oh, I saw that too. And now they're doing the draft there with the crazy boat.
There's
going to
be a team in Vegas.
Yeah.
So
they're riding a boat to the draft table.
Which I think we have to go to the draft. I'm watching how this is all going to shake out. I think we have to be there. But
I'll be the oarsman on that boat.
Not Oarsman Automotive of Virginia.
Yeah, literally the oarsman.
You don't think the boat has a motor? I don't know.
Where
will the stadium be? And we'll put in RFK. We'll put in National Harbor. We'll put in FedEx Field. And then we'll just, like, the field on this is just Virginia. So if you want to pick Virginia, you can. Where should the stadium go and where will the stadium go? Peter, you're the youngest. We'll start with you.
Should go in RFK, but that seems like it's growing more and more impossible. I think it will end up just at FedEx, a revamped version of it. My question would be, when they're revamping FedEx, where would the Skins play?
So I believe the Dolphins kept playing at their place while they were revamping.
Oh, okay.
I don't know that. I need to look that up. But my answer to that, I think, would be Audi Field.
Ooh, Chargers style a little
Chargers
bit.
Played there.
Yeah.
I mean, or Nats Park.
Right.
But I'm sure, at least in September, there's
Do you know
some
how
dates.
Long how long the revamping took for the Dolphins, for example?
I don't. Maybe I'll try to do some Dolphin Stadium revamping homework in
while
Miami.
You're down there. Yeah, there's your assignment. So I say, should be RFK, will be FedEx, and hopefully it won't be a dump anymore.
I think should be RFK, like Pete said.
There's no debate on should be.
Yeah, I think there's no question about that. Unfortunately, I think will be. I'm going field. I think that.
Wait, are you going FedEx Field or Virginia?
He's taking the field.
You said the field was Virginia.
The field is
Virginia.
So Virginia.
Yes,
so just
Virginia.
Say Virginia.
Okay, Virginia.
Virginia Field.
I think that Maryland is not going to – I don't know that there's going to be a gambling license for him readily available.
I think there is.
And I think Maryland isn't going to give him a whole lot of money to help build that thing.
I don't know if Virginia is.
I don't know.
It also
they
seems
at least have a
like
long, they have a long
he's
history.
Willing to pay.
If they give him the gambling license, I assume he'll pay for the stadium for the most part. He has a little bit of the history of Virginia, though, and they've been doing deals back and forth for the past – decade or so.
They've done a deal with Richmond, and he did a deal with Ashburn, right? That might have been like Loudoun County.
The deal with Ashburn was contingent on Richmond.
But
those
still,
two deals were together.
Those two deals are maybe $20 million. You're talking about a multi-billion dollar stadium project.
So this is where I think...
And those were with a pre... The Virginia stuff, if McAuliffe was still in as governor, I think this would be entirely different. McAuliffe was gung-ho about the Skins. Northam... And we don't do politics, but this Northam dude seems completely disinterested in football.
I think that most people from the city of Richmond would say that that deal hasn't been as beneficial to the city as they had hoped it to be. Yet they keep coming back every year because they're getting paid the money that they're.
There's also no pro sports in Virginia, and this gives them an anchor to pro sports.
And I think that part of the Richmond deal, though it was a small deal, was to keep the good vibes flowing with the franchise, with the organization, so that when it got. It's okay to throw away a couple mil each season for the Redskins to keep coming back to Richmond if ultimately you get the $2 billion big deal when the stadium gets built.
I just don't know where they're going to put it.
I agree.
Unless you're going to put it out in Loudoun. Because Arlington ain't building a stadium. You're not putting a stadium in Fairfax. You're going to go south on 95 and make everybody – you complain about traffic on a FedEx Field. Go south on 95 in Virginia. You want to
– Chris Russell's
I'm not saying that I know where there's a great spot, but I just think that it ends up in Virginia.
Okay. Reasonable. Should is obviously RFK Stadium, and I don't do politics, but I find it damn near revolting that my understanding of this, and I'm boiling this way down, right? But it RFK sits on federal land. The city needs to get a hold of it to develop it and let it be a football stadium. 2 years in a row, they've had provisions in a federal budget to allow the city to take over control of that land. And it's my understanding that for 2 years in a row, some congressman in Arizona.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Some congressman in Arizona is pulling the plug on this.
That's to the left of D.C. That's way to the left.
It's 2,000 miles away. Right. Hey, look, man.
It's down and to the left.
I understand there are politics in play. I understand. I think the name is an issue, all this stuff. You live in Arizona and represent people in Arizona, and the Post did a poll on what the people in Washington, D.C. want done with that site. It was like 68% want it to be for football, want it to be for the Redskins. If you extrapolated that poll across the DMV from Fairfax, PG, Montgomery, Alexandria, Arlington, Loudoun counties, Howard County, everybody's going to want that to be at RFK. You're talking about millions of people, and what they want to happen for the city they live in is being held up by some dude in Arizona.
Yeah, makes zippy sense.
Right?
Thanks, Arizona guy.
But much like they tore down that area where they put Audi Field, there's a lot of older buildings that are right over by that area.
Nah.
There's that huge U-Haul that's right across the street from...
You know how much space... There is one site big enough to hold an NFL stadium.
I know.
And what they want to build with it infrastructure-wise. There's one. And it, I don't know, man. And please don't attack me for, I didn't name this person because I'm not trying to make this a personal thing. I know zero about the politics involved. I just, like, when I see the taxation without representation license plates, and then I understand that some dude in Arizona is allowed to control what happens in a city 2,000 miles away, I just find it utterly ridiculous. Anyway, so should is RFK.
Really?
Should is RFK by a mile.
All three of us said that.
Will, I still think it's Maryland, dude. Jack Kent Cooke was way more liked. The team was way more successful. When he wanted his stadium built in the mid-90s, he flirted with everybody. He was going out to dinner with all these governors and mayors and whatever else. The only place he could get his stadium done was in Prince George's County, was in Landover. That's the only place he could get it done. They were this close to Arlington, where there's like 100 movie theaters right next to the airport. That was almost a new Redskins stadium. And at the last minute, the neighborhood shut it down because they'd rather have 100 movie theaters. I don't know. I think you've already had that success in Prince George's County. You already have a stadium there. The clock is ticking on this. It's 2020. The stadium needs dramatic work. The lease is up in 7 years.
Yeah.
Building a stadium is going to take you 3 or 4 years.
And you just lost Bruce, who was the key to this whole deal.
Clearly.
So they got to make up for that,
too.
You
saw how quickly Audi Field came up.
Audi Field is entirely different than what they're talking
about
building.
Sure, but World Audi Complex. Field came up in a year.
But one of the biggest problems with FedEx Field, Jack and Cook wanted to see it before he died. That thing was the fastest stadium ever built. You don't want this to be rushed.
No, not at
make
all.
Make a good one. Like, build what New England has and where it's a mall with hotels and ice skating and the stadiums. People are going there.
And a casino.
There's no casino up there.
Or sports betting.
Sure, that New England doesn't have that, but that'd be part of it. And part of this is, it's my understanding that the team wants everything in one place like New England has. What they're going to have in this new LA Palace is you practice there, you do training camp there, everything's there. You're built to handle the crowds and everything. That should be the plan. And I just don't see all that infrastructure falling into place somewhere else. Because Montgomery County and Fairfax, we can cross off the board, right? Arlington, completely off the board. D.C., there's one place, and there's a dude in Arizona fighting the one place. So then where Prince George's County is the only place left inside the Beltway. Otherwise, you're talking far. Yeah. And I'll say this. People love complaining about FedEx Field, about the traffic and all that. I swear the people that complain the most about FedEx Field are people that don't go to FedEx Field. Ted Leonsis said this once a while ago, and I thought it was really, really interesting. The people that complain about ticket prices at NBA and NHL games are never the people buying tickets at NBA and NHL games because they have deals. If you're willing to sit, maybe not in the lower level, but in the upper level, you can get to a game relatively cheap, and you can get a pizza with it or sodas or what they have, family packs. But that's not what anybody wants to complain about. They complain about good seats cost $250. Well, somebody's clearly buying those, dude. So the people complaining about FedEx Field never go. The people that go to FedEx Field will tell you, it's not that bad. I have fun. I tailgate with my friends. Like, the logistics of FedEx are no worse than the logistics would be anywhere else in our city. Traffic sucks here.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, and going around to other stadiums throughout the league, there are some that are really good, like Lambeau. Oh, this is so easy to get in and out of. There are other stadiums where it's a total mess, too.
You know where the worst traffic in the NFL is?
When you get 80,000 people in one area, it's going to be a little messy getting in and getting out.
Do you know Mitch knows this. I'm asking Pete. Do you know the absolute worst traffic in the NFL?
I think we went there this year.
You haven't been.
Okay, who?
New England.
New England.
It is, but there is one road in. Like, it's Route 1, the same road that goes through College Park.
Everyone jokes about FedEx having one road in, one road out. There are at least multiple highways and side streets that can get you in. There is one road from any of the major cities up to Foxborough, and it is a two-lane highway.
They got no problem selling out Foxborough. And you know what? If the Skins ever start winning, they'll have no problem selling out wherever the stadium is. Traffic sucks everywhere. I feel like I ranted. I didn't mean to.
A decade!
I did not yell. Maybe the Arizona guy.
Arizona guy got a little riled.
It just doesn't seem fair that dude gets to stop all of this. We got
to
go.
When we get down to Arizona for the owners' meeting,
I'll ask for a meeting.
We can go knock on the door.
We'll have him on the podcast.
No, yeah. we'll do a Michael Moore style.
I'm going to visit my sister. I'm not. You know what? I'm not going to say anymore because I'm not trying to identify anyone. All right. Here comes Case Keenum. The long-awaited Case Keenum interview. Look for us Tuesday, My Team's app, noon. High noon, Pete. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
From the 6-yard line, Keenum in the shotgun. Again, a 4-man rush. Keenum in the middle. Fires. Caught! Touchdown, Steven Sims Jr. And the Redskins get a touchdown.
Always great to catch up with former Redskins quarterback, Case Keenum. We'll see what happens in a few weeks, 6 weeks or so. Hope all is going well, man. Just wanted to say, how's your offseason going? I know you're down there at the golf tournament.
Yeah, well, it's unfortunate, you know, watching the playoffs on TV. Never fun to do when you're obviously playing in the NFL. And, man, we'd love to be there. But it's not a bad second place here in Orlando. Sun's shining. The golf course is incredible. It's an incredible tournament, a lot of fun. But, it's strange that the year's already over, man, and who knows what's next.
All right. The question many folks want to know is do you plan on being back with the Redskins next year?
I have no idea. I would say probably not. I can't tell the future, though. I feel like I've played really good football. I know the wins and losses didn't show it. But I think Dwayne did an incredible job there towards the end of the season, adapting and getting a lot better. So I think it's his team moving forward. I just... I'd love another shot to play in this league. So, if there's another chance, another opportunity out there, I'm not sure where that might be. I don't take these things lightly. So I'm going to go compete, make myself better this offseason, and, hopefully be ready for whatever team that might come calling. Who knows? Might be the Redskins.
Right. If you are back, do you think you'll get a chance to compete for that starting job?
I couldn't tell you. I haven't seen that. I do listen, to what the head coach says a lot more than maybe some other Twitter people out there. So, if that's a possibility and, that's how it's going to be, I'm all for competition, and I love it. But, I understand I'm also, realist and I know what's going on. So, it's a tough situation, but, I'm excited wherever I get an opportunity to compete.
Gotcha. What do you know about Ron Rivera?
I think we met maybe once. I don't know him, so I'm sure I trust Mr. Snyder and the ownership leadership there with the Redskins, and they made the best choice that they thought was available at the time, and I'm sure he's going to do an incredible job here. But I have no idea. It's funny, this league, there's so much talent, so many great coaches, So many great coaches that get let go every year. And it's just, it's about having the right combination of the right people in the right place at the right time. Because, you know, that's what we had in Minnesota when we went 13-3, went to the NFC Championship. I came in, you know, as a third, second string at best and wound up, you know, starting, you know, 14 or, you know, I guess 16, 17 games going to the NFC Championship. And, you know, nobody could have predicted that when Sam Bradford went down week one. So it's just about having the right combination of guys and the right coaches and the right system with the right scheme and the right players playing well at the right time together. So, you know, I hope, you know, hope Ron does a great job bringing it all together.
What do you remember from that year you started in the playoffs? That Vikings run was so awesome.
It's a lot of fun to look back at how many games we won. I know for a fact that, you know, tough years like we had this year, and I think I said this to you before, you know, make those type of years that much better. So, you know, you have to put in your work and grind it out and put in some years that aren't so good. But yeah, I enjoyed the heck out of that year. Do I wish we'd have won the NFC Championship and gone to the Super Bowl? Heck yeah. Do I wish I wouldn't have, you know, taken an extra hitch and tried to throw that sail route to Adam Thielen and Chris Long knocked my arm and I throw a pick six to, you know, to start the landslide against Philly? Yeah, you could say that. That might be burned into my memory a little bit, but yeah, you know, it's one of those things where, man, this game is so hard, and these games, especially like we're seeing these playoff games come down to the wire, you know, just huge swings of momentum going back and forth, incredible plays to be made, another walk-off touchdown against the Saints. So, you know, it's a great football game. It's a great game. Football is a great game, and NFL, especially the playoff times, it's such a cool atmosphere. So I'm just very thankful, very humbly blessed to be a part of it.
And so with all these, you know, the quarterbacks still playing in the playoffs, how happy are you for Ryan Tannehill in his situation?
Ryan and I came out the same year, obviously drafted very high. I love his game. I love that when he was at A&M, he was not the starter coming out. I want to say it may have been Gerard Johnson. I'm not sure who was in front of him. But he was like, you know what, I'm not on the field. Let me just go play receiver. And went and played receiver for a few years, and they brought him back to quarterback. So I think the dude's a baller. Whatever he has to do to get the job done, he does. And it's been really cool to see the run that he's gone on and to see them where they're at. You know, I'm definitely a small part of me is rooting hard for him.
Tell us a little bit more about the Diamond Resorts tournament.
Yeah, it's a cool deal, man. They're doing a lot of stuff, you know, with their nonprofits. Mine in particular is Fellowship of Christian Athletes. That's something me and my wife are very, you know, very proud to support. It's a national organization. Actually, it's a global organization that really pours into the lives of, you know, junior high school, elementary kids. They do camps, you know, all sorts of different things. They have huddle groups on certain campuses. Pouring into the lives of the coaches who pour into the lives of players. Coaches in my life have impacted me, you know, not just at a small level, like teaching me how to play the game, but, man, they show me how to live life and lessons on the life. But yeah, the Diamond Resorts International Foundation, they've raised over $3.5 million for charity. So it's great. I mean, they're doing a great thing here. They're allowing us to, you know, promote ours as well. So appreciate you asking, though.
Tell us a little bit more about the Diamond Resorts tournament. How is the golf game, dude? I know you've been playing football 3 weeks ago, so I'm not sure how quickly you can switch to golf mode.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad to quite bad. But I'm having fun, man. I didn't get to swing the ball, and I'll be honest. I, you know, was on the injury report a little too many times this year. You know, to have my golf swing feeling really good right now. So I'm just hoping to make it through.
This team just went 3-13.
Yeah, that's what gets me.
They haven't won a playoff game in a decade! A decade! And I'm negative? I'm telling you to be excited about Ron Rivera. This is a fresh start. Do not possibly say that I'm negative in this
decade!
Situation.
A decade!
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.